Some of the world's top music acts will have Michigan tour stops this year. Scott Pohl is here with a preview of 2016's biggest concerts. So what do we see on the horizon here, Scott?
Well, it should be a big year, Mark. And as we do from time to time, we turn to Lansing State Journal Things to Do reporter and music columnist Ann Erickson to talk about the Michigan music scene. The concerts she chose for us to talk about are so big, Mark, that some have already sold out weeks and even months in advance. City in Color will be at the intersection in Grand Rapids on January 30th. Now, I confess I don't know much about City in Color. What can you tell us?
This is the side project of Alexis on Fire's Dallas Green. It's a very alternative folk sound, really cool sound, so that should be a good show.
Check this out. It's called If I Should Go Before You, City in Color.
If you should cross the wild line and find yourself in the black, I'll be right there behind.
One of the, I guess you might think of it as a farewell concert tour this year, Black Sabbath is going out, and it sure looks like a farewell tour. It's called The End Tour.
The End, that's for sure.
It's The End. Now, this is original members, Ozzy Osbourne, Tommy Iommi, and Geezer Butler, and they're going to be at the Palace of Auburn Hills on February 19th. And they're also going to be back later in the summer at the DTE Energy Music Theater on August 31st. So there are two opportunities to see Black Sabbath on this farewell tour.
We're so lucky to get them twice.
And for people who aren't all that familiar with Black Sabbath, maybe are familiar with Ozzy Osbourne, though, because he turned himself into a reality TV star over the years.
Yeah, sadly. But I'm very excited for this show. These shows, I've never seen Black Sabbath. I've seen Ozzy with his solo band, which was great, but I've never seen Black Sabbath, so I'm glad I get to see them before they're gone for good.
So Black Sabbath will be at the Palace of Auburn Hills on February 19th, and the very next night, the Palace completely shifts gears from hard rock and roll to country music with Blake Shelton. That's on February 20th at the Palace.
Yeah, and the funny thing about Blake is that he was a country star for so long, but it wasn't really until he got on NBC's The Voice that I think he got that mainstream attention.
And, you know, I think here in this part of Michigan anyway, a lot of people started watching The Voice who hadn't before when Joshua Davis was on the show earlier in 2015. And so a whole new group of viewers were suddenly tuning into who Blake Shelton is as a person, even if they weren't familiar with his music. And now maybe they're checking out his music. And he is one of the biggest stars in country music. He put out a greatest hits package last year called Reloaded, 20 number ones. If he's had 20 number one hits on the country music charts, he's one of the biggest stars there is in country music.
Absolutely. And now, of course, he's dating Gwen Stefani from No Doubt. So there's
and,
that, too.
And also from The Voice.
From The Voice. I was thinking of her from No Doubt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, of course, from No Doubt, solo hits of her own, too. Let's hear a little bit of Blake Shelton music from that greatest hits album that came out last year, Reloaded, 20 number ones, Gunna. Ann Erickson is the Things to Do reporter and music columnist for the Lansing State Journal. Now, Ann, when we get into March, it's really interesting. There are three shows coming up within a four-day span that we're going to talk about all at the Palace of Auburn Hills. The first is on March 20th with AC/DC. Now, last year they played Ford Field. They sold out Ford Field, so they're going to step down, I gather, from the football stadium-type arenas to NBA basketball arenas like the Palace. But if you weren't able to go see them at Ford Field last year, there is another opportunity to see them. And this could be a farewell tour, too.
Yeah, it probably is. A lot of people thought that last year's Rock or Bust run would be it for them. And then they added this new leg, and we're lucky enough to have them back.
Well, that's March 20th. Two nights later, the Palace switches back to country music. Carrie Underwood will be at the Palace of Auburn Hills on March 22nd. Her tour is called the Storyteller Tour. Carrie Underwood, one of the biggest stars, not just in country music, maybe primarily in country music, but a lot of pop appeal too.
Absolutely. I feel like she's probably the biggest star to come out of American Idol. What do you think?
I think that's probably right. There have been some winners on American Idol that you really don't hear much about, and a few others who finished second or third or fourth who have become pretty big stars. But Carrie Underwood might be the biggest name that American Idol has put out there. And American Idol, of course, is getting into their final season now.
Absolutely. And she seems like a nice person. Mm-hmm. I've never met her. I have no idea. But she just has that nice person vibe.
Well, I don't know if Rihanna would be on your list of nice people. She's got kind of she might be a very nice person.
She seems nice too, actually.
She has a reputation for steamy music, though. She'll be at the Palace on March 24th. So AC/DC on the 20th, Carrie Underwood on the 22nd, and Rihanna's Anti-World Tour on March 24th. We're going to hear a little bit of Rihanna music right now. Here's Umbrella, a song that she put out a while ago with Jay-Z. Now, Anne, the last two concerts we're going to talk about, I can tell you from personal experience, are already sellouts because I tried to buy tickets unsuccessfully.
Hello, it's me.
Adele, yes, Adele, coming to Michigan for two shows in September at the Palace of Auburn Hills, the 6th and 7th of September. The biggest star in the world right now, is that fair to say?
Absolutely, and I knew you would be an Adele fan. You never told me that, but I could just tell.
Well, frankly, the whole family, and I'll bet there are a lot of entire families that love Adele.
Mm-hmm.
So this album, 25, has topped the charts. Hello has topped the charts. She's been on Saturday Night Live. She had her own TV special on NBC during the holidays. Adele, September 6th and 7th at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Ann Erickson is the Things to Do reporter and music columnist for the Lansing State Journal. We'll have you back periodically in 2016 to talk about the concerts that we don't know about yet this early January.
Thank you so much. It's always fun, always great to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.